In Donegal, there is an access officer, but it's a part-time role. This is Trudy O'Reilly, does fantastic work in the county, and it will be one of the examples of where an access officer is really effective. But it's not a full-time role, and we're calling on all local authorities to implement a full-time access officer. Unfortunately, 81% of local authorities only have part-time or add-on roles within the local authority for access officers. So I suppose under the Disability Act 2005, it is the requirement that all local authorities have an access officer, but by and large, it's just an add-on role to an existing role. So it's not really effective, and they don't have the resources, I suppose, to implement the changes that's needed. So we're looking at similar structure as Healthy Ireland coordinators or climate action officers. There needs to be full-time access and inclusion officers to address the many issues that our members are experiencing, like uneven footpaths, disabled parking spaces, a lack of disabled parking spaces, access to beaches, all those issues that create huge barriers for disabled people in the community.
And not having a full-time person in that position will really make a difference in a large section of the population's life. You know, like you said, uneven footpaths. And to some people maybe who are able-bodied, they might think, oh, you know, what will that really mean? But it is quite significant.
It's absolutely vital, and it's the missing link that's in local authorities. I suppose if you have somebody with the expertise and the training in each local authority, I suppose they're there from the outset of any new project that's happening within a county. So access is on the table from the outset. Often what happens is millions of euros have been spent on upgrading towns and, you know, making everywhere look nice, but access is often left as an afterthought. And it may be a year down the line, then local authorities have to go back and retrofit and fix these simple mistakes that wouldn't happen if there was somebody there with the expertise and the training to make sure that it's accessible from the outset and that disabled people aren't left isolated at home. And that's what's happening, unfortunately, and we see it all the time. More and more, actually, that disabled people feel that they can't even leave their homes. You know, it's not just a nice thing to do. It's a requirement for somebody in a wheelchair. You know, if you're parking up on the footpath, you need to think, are you going to stop somebody getting to work that day? You know, if you're putting out your bins, are you thinking about, is that going to impede somebody getting, you know, to the shop or to the post office? You know, it's simple things, and sometimes it's lack of awareness. So this campaign, I suppose, is also hitting that type of clientele who need to just think before they do silly things. So I'd encourage everybody to get onto our website, www.iwa.ie. Have a look at our videos. They're on our social media networks as well, and they're really funny and they're really entertaining. So they're worth having a look at. We have three really high-profile comedians who've teamed up with our members to make really creative, funny videos, but also with a very serious undertone. You know, it's no joke being a prisoner at home because of poor access.